you know, the mail drop was there. That, you know, the seafarers had their mailbox,
right.
P.O. box, and it was a wonderful organization. And they had all these chairs. When you first walked in, you came in the front door, and there were four doors, and you walked up about eight marble stairs, and there was, to the left, there was about a 20-foot model of the Queen of Bermuda, and to the right, there was some offices, but this large meeting area under the picture of the D-Day landing.
Yeah.
And, you know, the seafarers would come and, you know, just shoot the breeze, and occasionally one of the clerks would come out and say, hey, would anyone like a able-bodied seaman's job on board the Svealand going to Brazil, or the Rio Tinto going to West Africa? And, you know, then so it served as a bit of a hiring hall as well as just a meeting area and a hangout area. And on nice days, right across the street was a little park, right across the street, which was Coenti Slip,
mm-hmm.
was Jeanette Park. And Jeanette Park was a lovely area. If you went through in late afternoon, there'd be a lot of beer bottles laying there because alcoholic beverages were not encouraged at Seaman's Church.
Right.
So as a result, you know, it was a nice day. The old seafarers would go across the street and have a beer or a glass of wine or a bottle of wine.
Right.
And I think it was around 1961 or 1960 that they founded the International Club. And that was a gaily decorated room. They had flags hung and checkered tablecloths. And occasionally on, I think it was Wednesday nights, they had a band. And if a Cunard passenger ship was in, you'd always have a lot of Brits showing up. And there was a couple of ladies organizations that used to come down and dance with the seafarers.
Mm.
And I think they served beer or wine at the International Club.
In the 60s?
In the 60s.
Before that, it would have been completely dry.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, they had the boozeless bar, the soda fountain.
Yeah.
That was real early on.
Yeah, I don't recall the soda fountain.
Yeah.
Maybe it was all the way in the back behind the... I only made it as far as the hamburgers.
Right.
And, you know, but it's, as far as the soda, I don't recall that part of it.
Okay.
But I'm sure it was there. And but, you know, for the purpose of these dances, I was drinking Coke because I was, you know, not quite yet 18.
Right.
But I went to a couple of the dances there, and the British ladies were always there when there was a Cunard ship in. There was always seemed to be a lot of people from the Britannic,
mm-hmm.
because she carried a lot of cargo, and the Media and the Parthia. They were Cunard passenger cargo liners, and they were here for a couple of days. So the crew would usually wind up drifting down there. Oh, and there was a post office. So it was basically everything a seafarer needed ashore under one roof. And since the winters in New York were a little tough, this was a wonderful place for seafarers to come.
Right.
And seafarers to live. And a couple of the guys, Chris Svensson, one day we went over to Sailor's Snug Harbor. And
on Staten Island.
On Staten Island. And he said, just think, you know, SCI is so much nicer.
Hmm.
You know, it's a living environment. You have the old guys, but yet you have the young guys who are looking to jump on a ship.
Right.
And
so the old guys were retired, essentially.
The old guys were retired or disabled.
So they could have gone to Snug Harbor back when it had residences.
I believe you had to be an American seafarer to get into Sailor Snug.
Interesting. Okay.
So I mean, we had a number of people that would. There was two guys in particular I recall with peg legs, wooden legs, and then there was a chap who had a tracheotomy and had a little gauze patch over his throat that would go in and out when he spoke, and a lot of lovely guys used to hang out at the museum.
Yeah.
And, you know, and talk. And, you know, there was, it was just a lovely environment for old seafarers.
Mm-hmm.
And many of them would just hang out at the museum. We used to have a lot of school kids coming through the museum, too. And the old building, I believe they had hot water radiators. And the whole building was always nice and toasty in the wintertime.
Hmm.
And the windows were latched and they pulled out. And in the summertime, there was no air conditioning. So you could open the windows.
Right.
And there were fans around.